relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I'm so excited to introduce the dynamic duo, my guest hosts for today, none other than Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Well, Sebastian Gorka, thank you. It's not only an honor to be hosting his program, but Jen Horn, it's always an honor to be hosting with you.
I like that, the dynamic duo. I mean, when Seb Gorka calls you that, you know you're on to something. It's great to be here.
I mean, he's been listening to us to AM 870 in L.A., I'm sure.
That's right. For those of you that don't know, both of us frequent guests here on America First and guest host. I host The Morning Answer in Los Angeles and all of Southern California on AM 870 and AM 590 The Answer. And Grant, you have been hanging out with me lots of mornings now. I think we've got something going in Los Angeles. And of course, you've got your fantastic show on Newsmax, which I love. It's on my DVR, as I've told you.
Which is great. And this is great prep for the Newsmax show tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time, because we have so much to talk about. And specifically, I think it's important that we start to show off with what's going on in Minneapolis. There's so many factors to this story of this officer-involved shooting over the weekend. Apparently, the female officer says she accidentally shot the suspect. It sounds to me, after listening to the body cam footage and watching it, that she thought she had her taser, fires her pistol. Needless to say, the suspect was resisting the whole way. There was a fight going on for control of the situation. But before any of the facts are out, Jen, what happens? They start to riot, loot, because nothing says I'm a social justice warrior like going into an AutoZone or a T-Mobile and looting the place.
Yeah, this happened in a Brooklyn Center, which is in Hennepin County. That's the same county where the Derek Chauvin case is going on. He's the former Minneapolis police officer accused of second-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and third-degree murder in the case against Chauvin on George Floyd, who died in police custody back in May. And so Sunday evening, you have Dante Wright, 20 years old, who was driving his car. He was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, was told to get out of the vehicle, and the officers realized that he had a warrant out for his arrest. Apparently, according to a press conference earlier today, as you mentioned, this female police officer reaches down for her taser, thinks she has her taser. She has her gun. She shoots him. He then continues to drive away from the scene, ended up getting in a car crash, and then ended up dying on the scene immediately. City of Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center, saw lots of rioters. They had to call in the National Guard. In fact, it looked like a war zone. If you missed it, this is a little bit of what the audio sounded like. A local reporter just trying to get in. The National Guard was deployed. There was tear gas being used. Take a listen.
Now, mind you, Jen, while all this is going on,
they just shot another round of flashbangs and tear gas and peppers, bullets, and even with this mask, it got into my lungs and eyes. I had one flashbang hit right by my feet as I was trying to photograph the guy up there. Pretty hectic right now, guys.
While all that's going on, they're jumping on police cars. Yep. Police had basically given up control of the city again. This happens in city after city across America. Of course, it's liberal-run cities like Minneapolis, Minnesota, and of course, in Portland. We saw more rioting over the weekend as well. But it's these liberal-run cities. And I don't blame the police officers, because the police officers are handcuffed themselves. This comes all the way from the top at City Hall. That they make these declarations to give people space. And when you give people space, this is what happened. They've enabled them now over the months, even I guess we can say years now, that this stuff has been going on, to go simply hog wild. Jen, at one point I'm watching video, they're jumping on police cars and police are not doing anything. That is the moment you've got to say enough is enough. I'm stepping in.
No, absolutely. And I think what's happening in Minneapolis is you've seen a lot of police officers walk off the job. Police officers defunded in and around the city. The lack of respect to comply with what could have been a routine traffic stop. It all leads to this. And I think this narrative is being perpetuated by not only the media, Grant, but also by the elected officials in Minneapolis. I was appalled when I was just looking through Twitter this morning, trying to catch up on this story, and I see this tweet from Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota. He says, "I'm closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. Gwen and I are praying for Dante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement."
Yeah.
Now, this is not helpful. This is gasoline on an inferno that is burning in the biggest city in your state.
And by the way, it happens before the facts are even out.
Of course. I'm curious to know, you have law enforcement training. I'm curious to know what you would make of this. Clearly, in my mind, someone who reaches for their taser and pulls out their gun, that is a huge training issue. Mm-hmm. To me, that person probably doesn't belong on the police force. There is probably an element of panic or emotion that was running through. And again, you have to wonder, we don't know this police officer story yet, so I don't want to draw any conclusions, because I think we have to let everything play itself out. But could it be that we have a police problem in Minneapolis because all the good police officers are being driven away? Who would want to serve there?
Well, that's in any city across America. You run into this problem right now because they're being hung out to dry. I think police officers face more of a threat from people inside City Hall who's in charge than they do from actual criminals these days. But so I'm not a police officer, and I want to make that clear, but I've been through a lot of police training, including I'm certified in advanced patrol tactics and SWAT tactics and the like. So if you are right-handed, you keep your firearm on your right hip. You draw easy. Your taser is typically on your left hip, so you cross-draw to grab your taser. That's one way to know what you're drawing. You don't want them next to each other, right, in case you're in a fight. You don't know what you're pulling out. Once this guy starts resisting, and he does start resisting, and I think there were some training errors on behalf of the police, one, to let him get to the point of getting into his vehicle after he's nearly handcuffed. If you haven't seen the video, he's nearly handcuffed, but they're leaving the driver's side door open, which made it very easy for him to lunge himself into the door. He's kicking and fighting with officers. She draws her firearm. This is from the video and what we can tell. She yells, "Taser, taser, taser," which is training. That's what you do. That's telling officers, clear, I'm going to fire my taser. I don't want you to get electrocuted. And she fires one shot. The taser doesn't go off. Her firearm goes off. Now, with that said, Jen, it's important here because you don't have a mandate to use a taser. A taser is just an option for a police officer. So if you feel that your life is in danger, whether somebody is armed or not, you have the right as a police officer to use deadly force. So down the line now, we're not even one day out of this, but down the line, I would make an argument that she was well within her rights to pull the trigger of her gun. You've got a suspect who's wanted for carrying illegally, for possession, fleeing police. He's got a warrant for his arrest. He lunges himself into the vehicle. You can't see his hands. You don't know if he has a firearm. He's fighting. You've got officers there. You could make an argument that you would fear for your officer's life to pull the trigger. Now,
well, we also don't know do we even know what the warrant was for?
Yeah, the warrant was for illegal possession and fleeing a police officer. So he got away.
So there's
not
history
using
there. Right.
Oh, yeah. He had a history. And they knew this history because you hear the officer say he's got a warrant. Now, for anything really bad to happen, a bunch of things have to go wrong along the way, right? It's not just, oh, she pulled her taser and shot him. Officers were not able to put him into custody with handcuffs. He gets away. He jumps in. Officers could not subdue him that way. She then pulls what she thinks is her taser. It's the wrong thing. You had 3 to 4 different events go wrong here. All right, so we'll talk about all this, plus the rioting, which we really need to discuss. 833-33-GORKA, 833-33-46752 is the number. Stay with us. Jen Horn, Grant Stinchfield in for Seb Gorka, back in a flash.
Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now. Let's get back to America First with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I love it when Dr. G does liners for us. Welcome back to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn. Grant Stinchfield is here with me today, and we are happy to be, well, we're happy to be filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you check us out online, social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Seb Gorka. Grant Stinchfield, Stinchfield 1776, and you can find me at Jennifer Horn. Now, Grant, one of the biggest stories from the last 24 hours has got to be the unrest that continues in the city of Minneapolis. It was Sunday afternoon when a routine traffic stop turned deadly. Dante Wright was pulled over by police. He resisted. He tried to run from the authorities. A police officer thought that she was using her taser on Dante Wright. Instead, she used her gun using lethal force, resulting in the death of this person. What ensued after that, of course, before any evidence came to the table, was rioting. Rioting from Brooklyn Center, where this event happened, all the way into Minneapolis. It's about a 10-mile radius. When asked about this, the police chief, Tim Gannon is his name, did a press conference earlier today. And he was asked about how people like in authority could be surprised by this reaction from the people of Minneapolis, because there is such a distrust for the police. Take a listen.
Not the first time that this has happened in the city of Brooklyn Center. 2 years ago, we had another officer involved shooting where a young man lost his life. You understand that the public do not trust you and your department right now. And what we are asking for, you are not giving to us. You should already have a process by now on how to deal with the situation. And we really demand to know the information of the officer involved in the shooting.
Okay. The first question is, we do have a process in place, and that's leaning on the BCA to do their investigation. Every shooting that I've witnessed has been different. Every circumstance is different around every shooting. It's tragic every time. The loss of life is obviously tragic, but there are different circumstances around every situation. In this particular situation, it was very important for me to get that video out as quickly as possible, and that's what I did.
You know, Jen, the tragedy of this is that the mainstream media stokes the pot. This woman.
Every time.
She calls herself a reporter. She's trying to get in a fight with the chief of police who's trying to keep law and order, but can't because the city council won't let him keep law and order. And she's arguing with this police chief. It is no wonder why they go crazy in the city and streets of Minneapolis and this Brooklyn Center. Because you have questions like this. It's outrageous to hear a reporter. And I was a reporter for a long time. You don't talk to people like that.
Well, and it didn't just, that wasn't it. That wasn't the end of it. Video cut one shows Chief Tim Gannon getting kind of accosted when he talks about rioting that ensued. The media takes issue with that. This is the press now having an interaction with the police chief. Video cut one.
Just so everybody's clear, I was front and center at the protest, at the riot. We did not.
That was not a riot. How about that? People were jumping on police cars. There were fire. It was fire. There was violence. This was a riot by any definition. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. 833-33-GORKA. And I want to talk to you about what this means for the Derek Chauvin case, because I believe as of this morning that at the very least, Grant, the jury should be sequestered, if not a change of venue for this trial. I don't know how any juror in the Derek Chauvin case could honestly be expected to do a return a non-biased verdict. It just seems impossible. 833-33-GORKA. And we'll say hello to John on line one. John, you're on with Grant and Jen on America First. Good day to you.
Good afternoon, Jen and Grant. Thank you for taking my call. So real quick, my credentials, 28-year law enforcement veteran, retired last year, been around the block a couple times. We have a saying in the profession is the suspect controls his destiny. Trust me, we all go to work and prefer to have an easier day and do things nice and clean. But when somebody decides to to break, bad is when things can get can go sideways and get out of control. But so what I was going to comment about a taser. So taser actually requires now, as part of training, that you carry your taser on your, we would call, the weak side of the body. So you have to actually draw the taser using your weak or support hand. So there may be a training issue, but again, I cannot comment because I wasn't there, and I'm not going to condemn an officer for a situation when I wasn't there.
Well, John, let me ask you this question. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier. So I've trained with guys like you, and I'm so in awe of what you all do, and we're so grateful. Clearly, if she's yelling taser, 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 and she's got her firearm in her hand, she had a training issue. She made a critical error there. I was offering up, though, that if she had not denounced to the world or announced to the world that she thought she had her taser, you could certainly make an argument that she had a right to use deadly force in this situation, because you just said the suspect controls his own destiny. This suspect was safe. He was in police custody. They were not being rough with him until they lost control as well. And, you could make an argument that there was a training lapse there, too. But your thoughts as a retired cop, she probably had a right to use deadly force when she did anyway.
Yeah, I haven't watched the video yet. Yeah, there are opportunities, absolutely, to use deadly force. And unfortunately, the taser has been seen now as like the panacea, the solve-all that gets you out of problems without using lethal force. And it has actually, over-reliance on the taser has cost officers' lives across the country. I mean, it doesn't take much effort to research it and find out, but you'll see where officers have attempted to subdue people where it had already escalated into it should be a lethal force situation,
right?
But they're trying to use the taser because of the media outcry against officers using lethal force.
Well, that you know,
our objective is to go home to our families at the end of every day.
Yeah,
I think
John,
most
I appreciate
officers
the phone call.
Want to do that. Absolutely, John. Thank you so much for your service too, as well. That was John in Maryland, 833-33-GORKA. Let's say hello to Bob in Arizona on line 3. Hi, Bob. You're on with Jen and Grant on America First.
Yes, I watch BBC World News every morning, and the first thing they said this morning was that the police had murdered another black man, and I just can't believe they came right out and said that.
Well, but that's the narrative, Bob, and thank you for the phone call. It shouldn't surprise you. It doesn't surprise me, Grant. The media has been perpetuating this narrative that black people are being hunted by white cops in this country, and it's simply not true.
No, it's not. And because they push that, and anybody watching BBC that wants to go out and riot, then it's going to take that as a wink and a nod that it's somehow okay to riot. And Jen, you know, before we go to break, I'd just like to ask our listeners. I mean, I know this question is rhetorical, but in what world do we live in that you think it's okay to go rob, loot, destroy your neighbor's business? Somebody that has nothing to do. There is no way the owner of this men's clothing store that was wiped out clean that I saw. The owner of that store had nothing to do with this shooting, Jen.
I have a theory on that. The question is, why riot? Why destroy your own community? 833-33-GORKA. We'll talk about that more as we continue. 833-33-GORKA. That's our number. Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
All right, folks, Grant Stinchfield and Jennifer Horn sitting in for Sebastian Gorka this afternoon right here on America First. So great to be along with you. Jennifer, great to be along with you as well.
Oh, right back at you. I loved it. You know what? We have such a good time together, even when we're talking about really serious topics. At least we can kind of sort through it all together, right?
Yeah. So, you know, Jennifer and I do a lot of work together over at AM 870 The Answer in Los Angeles. And then, you know, I've got my Newsmax show 8 o'clock Eastern time. And so, look, it's great to be here with you to pass back some of the ideas. We're talking about Minneapolis, the rioting last night, whether or not the officer or something should happen to him because of the shooting. Clearly, the suspect in this, if you haven't heard, suspect gets pulled over, black suspect, white cops. The female officer pulls her, what she thinks is her taser, but apparently fires her gun, ultimately killing the suspect after he was resisting, and then all hell breaks loose in the town of Brooklyn Center. And so my question now becomes, what's going to happen tonight? Now that the police chief has come out and said that this was an accident, that's his words, that she meant to deploy her taser, not her firearm, what happens tonight? Does the rioting continue? I actually think it gets worse, because I actually think there's no reason among the people that are taking to the streets, rioting, looting stores, smashing police vehicles, destroying people's property. They don't have reason. So clearly this wasn't a racial incident. You had the suspect who's resisting arrest with cops. He's jumping into the car. His hands, you can't see them. She says it was an accident. You see the body cam video. Clearly, one, she may have had a right to shoot him even if it was her firearm. She clearly says instantly afterwards, oh no, I shot him, after saying taser, taser, taser. Now, if it's an accident, does that give you the right? Well, nothing ever gives you the right, Jen, to go breaking into stores, looting stuff, taking people's livelihood and just absolutely destroying it.
Right.
Nothing gives you that right. But I think it's going to get worse tonight. It's why they called in the National Guard now.
Yeah, I think the chances are it probably will get worse. I think Minneapolis is being held hostage right now. That's why the National Guard has already been deployed and they're calling in additional guardsmen. And, you know, this is an intentional problem. Like we say when we talk about Biden's border crisis, that's an intentional problem. So is this. And it's been at play grant for a really long time in this country. I don't doubt that there is a lot of frustration and anger in the black community in big cities around the country. I don't doubt that. But I think it's there. It's been put there. That seed has been planted there purposefully with our public school system taking out civics and telling people how we can peacefully and productively change things that may be wrong in this country. That's been gone. So that's been missing from schools, and it's been missing on purpose. And so what's happening right now is you have a couple of generations of people, young people who are angry, they're frustrated, and they don't know how to make meaningful change in this country. So they go out and they're used as pawns by leaders of the progressive movement, by the mainstream media that supports them, by groups like Black Lives Matter that profit off of them. And so you have all of this anger that is intentionally put there as they are brought up through the public school system, that's there on full display, and then it's muted by all of these false narratives. And that, until that ends, I don't see an end in sight.
You know, that's only one group, though. All right? Those are the misinformed, duped group. Because the other group that I see out there is these Black Lives Matter goons that use this and exploit this to riot and steal and destroy property. Do you know, within an hour of this happening, nobody had any facts coming out yet. They were already in T-Mobile stores, O'Reilly stores, as I told you about the men's store.
They justify this as reparations. You've got leaders in the progressive movement who are saying this is reparations. Go get your Nikes.
You
it's
know,
insane.
If that's true, okay, that they justify, I don't even think they're justifying as reparations. I think some of the idiots in there robbing aren't even thinking about reparations. They're literally thinking about an excuse to steal. There's one video I saw on Twitter. There's a cop car in front of the T-Mobile, and this group of youngsters are laughing, dancing, and cheering. Now, yeah, if you're so concerned about a man that was just shot at the hands of the evil police, how in the world do you think that you could be dancing and all happen?
Like a street festival. It's a great question. 833-33-GORKA is a number to call. 833-33-GORKA. And I don't know, just to bolster my point to you, I think when we come back, Grant, there is a story about the co-founder of Black Lives Matter and just what she's doing to spend some of her money that she's earned.
Enriching themselves off of the Black Lives Matter movement. Whether you're rioting, you're doing it, or whether you are buying real estate with all the donations from Black Lives Matter. All right, Jen Horn and Grant Stinchfield in for Sebastian Gorka. 833-33-GORKA. We want to hear from you. We're here all afternoon. Stick with us. We're back in a flash.
Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com. Does he really do donuts in his 18-wheeler that put Steve McQueen to shame? And does she have satin tights and a lasso of truth? There's only one way to find out. Let's tune in to my superhero team guest hosts, Grant Stinchfield and Jennifer Horn.
I love it. Thank you, Dr. G. Yes, Sebastian Gorka out today on America First, but we thank you for hanging out with us. I'm Jennifer Horn. That guy over there, that's Grant Stinchfield. You can check him out. Newsmax TV is where he's from. I'm from AM 870, AM 590, The Answer in Southern California, host of The Morning Answer. And we thank you guys for being with us. Now, Grant, we've been talking this hour about the the riots, the violence that broke out, absolutely, in Minneapolis last night. Now, as those protests were happening, and as protests continue to happen in Portland and around the country, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Kahn Coolers,
this is 37,
has gone on a real estate buying spree. She has spent $3.2 million, like in the last week, she spent $1.4 million on a home in Topanga Canyon. If you don't know that area of Los Angeles, it is very close to Malibu, to the beach. It's a very affluent community, a very white community, to make it about race, since that's what Black Lives Matter does.
It's 99% not black.
That's how I did the numbers. That is correct. And she spent $3.2 million in total on four houses in the United States alone. Now, she's also been eyeing some luxury apartments and townhouses in the beachfront Albany Resort, which is in the Bahamas. These places priced at $5 million to $20 million. Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake would be some of her neighbors if she makes this purchase. Now, obviously, she's doing socialism all wrong. She's a self-described Marxist, and she's acting kind of like a capitalist, I would say.
I'm sure they're all great investments.
Yeah.
And the $90 million donated to Black Lives Matter, is that where she's getting the money? Somebody needs to ask her.
That's the question, and somebody is. Hawk Newsom is the head of Black Lives Matter in Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation to find out how BLM, Black Lives Matter, spends its money. This is his quote. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity of the movement and overlook the fact that it's the people that carry this movement. This isn't her first property, by the way. She seems to be a big real estate investor and has gobbled up properties all throughout last year, the year of 2020.
You know what else makes me question the movement? Is when you're laughing, dancing, and rioting and stealing stuff from other people. That makes me question the movement as well. You know, it's interesting when you see all the things she's been buying. You know, I'm sure that it's going to come out that some of it came from the $90 million donations. I'm sure she's taking a big fat salary as whatever her position is with Black Lives Matter, the 501c3 nonprofit organization. But here's the other thing. Warner Brothers gave her a big TV deal to come and create all kinds of content relating to this kind of nonsense. She's got a book deal that I think she's even got one of her books is out. So she's making all kinds of money off.
Being a socialist is very lucrative. This is the problem. You get the very rich and the very poor, right? The middle class is
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders knows something about that. She's just like him. Doesn't he own like four houses?
Yes, he does. 833-33-GORKA is the number to reach us. Let's go to William in Atlanta on line one. Hi, William. You're on America First with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Hey. The only problem I have is I see, you know, white cops need to learn from black cops because we don't seem to be scared on the job and we don't tend to shoot people or kneel on their necks until they die or choke them till they die. So I think we should have less white cops and more black cops because black cops seem to be better at it.
Now, William, I'm just curious as to how you're coming up to this assumption because there are so many things at play for you to make this assumption.
Yeah, but right? How many black cops are doing this stuff?
All right, so first off, you've got to ask yourself some numbers. All right, listen, can we just put William down for 1 second? And we'll bring him back in. I want to give him a chance to talk, but we just have to play out a few things here. One, how many black cops are there versus white cops? How many white suspects are there versus black suspects? You know, sadly, the amount of homicides, blacks commit like 60% of the homicides in this country compared to only 12% committed by white people. And fatal police shootings, 50% of the people shot by cops are white. Blacks only make up 25% of the people fatally shot by police officers. So when you're saying these things, I don't know where you're getting your statistics that this is only white cops making mistakes against black suspects, William.
I'm good with math. You know what I mean? So
I love you, William. I'm good with math.
I accept those numbers. I accept those numbers. Well, and it proves my point. You know what I mean? So,
Can I add to the mix, William? Because I think there's a couple of important points. One, I agree with you on one thing, and that is that I think it is really good for police to have their demographics match the communities in which they serve. That's a good thing. But the only way that you get that is by allowing police officers to police. We're not going to get the best of the best if we continue this vilifying the police. We're not going to get the best of the best that way. The LAPD, I'm in Los Angeles, the LAPD has done matching of demographics to the community, and it seems to work. But you also have to ask yourself, William, how many times are we not hearing about like officer-involved shootings when they don't match the narrative? You have the mainstream media that is creating a narrative and only focusing on the altercations that come between white cops and it seems like black men most of the time. So you have to ask yourself about what information we're not getting, because there's not a national database that tracks this stuff, which maybe there should be.
I'm going to ask, William, I do agree with the premise of what you're saying, and I agree with Jen that it is helpful when you have people of color patrolling neighborhoods with people of color. But I'll ask most of our viewers out there, or listeners out there, did you hear about the New Mexico State police officer who pulls over a black suspect, white cop, shot with an AR-15 as the suspect gets out of his vehicle without the officer even having a chance to react? I saw it, but Jen, you didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Most people hadn't heard about it because it doesn't fit the narrative of what the mainstream media wants you to hear about.
That's the problem. And that's why if you don't have a database, everybody gets to make up their own numbers. And we don't have a real idea about policing in this country. Your calls up ahead, 833-33-GORKA is a number to call. 833-33-GORKA. That's 46752. Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn, in for Sebastian Gorka on America First.
You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes this hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People. I'm so excited about it. It stars Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. That's right, from NSYNC, with a special guest appearance from Mike Lindell himself. Church People is a hilarious and heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of the ministry, he's thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. You can stream Church People starting March 22nd on Salem Now. That's Church People at salemnow.com. Use a promo code GORKA for additional savings. Welcome back to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn. Grant Stinchfield is here in for Dr. G today. Let's say hello to Alex in Brooklyn on line four. Hi, Alex. You're on America First.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Gren. Sure. And Jen. You know, I'm surprised that in Minneapolis we're now having the National Guard there this quickly. When if you're in the summer, when President Trump was president, and all those Democratic cities and states where there was violence and riots going on, they refused to allow the National Guard to come in for weeks and weeks.
Yeah. Well, they want them there now, I guess. I think it's all part of a show maybe to try to dissuade people from doing this. But they're not doing a very good job of dissuading anybody because the police aren't stepping in and arresting people instantly. The moment a rock is thrown, that person needs to be arrested. The moment what was the soundbite that you have, Jen? Frozen cans?
Frozen cans. Take a listen to this.
What is the normal protocol and process for response to?
The only time that we return, in every situation that we had, we returned fire. So when we got pelted with bricks or frozen cans, which you've collected, we photographed the evidence. We have the evidence. We can show that to you in the future. But once we got pelted, then we responded in kind.
And I think that's the bottom line. That's what needs to happen. You cannot let these cities get out of control. And I would say, I think a little bit of the difference, Alex, at least in Minneapolis, the National Guard is there because of the Derek Chauvin trial, because already you have a lot of gasoline, a lot of flames already burning. And that's what leads me to ask my question. Is it even possible for Derek Chauvin, regardless of what you think he deserves, can he even get a fair trial right now in Minneapolis with this landscape?
We didn't talk a lot about that yet. And whether Derek Chauvin can get a fair trial or not. And it is a good question. You would hope in America that you would get a fair trial, that you're only guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt, not guilty because the community is going to go hog wild. You know, Minnesota, the Twins, they canceled their baseball game.
Yep.
So every time a cop shoots somebody, baseball games and basketball games get canceled.
That's the new normal. We'll continue to follow this story. Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn, in for Seb Gorka on America First.